Hi guys, welcome back to Hear Our Voices. So as you might say, like, why are she putting out a regular video in the middle of the week? Because you know our posting time is Wednesday. But as you know, this is the fourth season of Hear Our Voices. And we want to do a little something different. We have a lot of different things coming up for the month. Right now I'm going to be posting, let me see, about 4 to 5 times a month, maybe six depending on what's happening. So this new part of our podcast is called Hot Topics. And we'll be talking about different things happening in the homeless system around New York City. I'm sorry, right now we can only do New York City. We're not that big yet. So we're talking about right now the visual and what it's about and things like that. So guys, follow us on social media. Help us out in that way. Share our content. If you like what you hear or see, definitely check us out on every platform. We do honestly daily, well, Monday to Friday, content on Instagram and also Twitter. So follow us on those places. So our hot topic this week is actually the visual. So, Keith, and I, this is our recurring guest at this point. He's been on the podcast the most out of everybody. So, welcome back, Juan, before I even get into the business of everything. But welcome back. Thank you for coming on again, Juan, and being part of the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Khadisha. I'm always happy to be here. And it's always entertaining, but yet I look forward to providing some information and some more current events that are happening. Again, I'm Juan Diaz. I'm a policy associate at Citizens Committee for Children. My portfolios are housing and economic security.
So today's business that we're gonna get into is the visual. The visual is coming up, I want to say Monday is the 22nd, right? 22nd of January 2024. And we're gonna talk more about that. Can you tell us exactly what the visual is? What
Correct.
it's about?
Yes, thank you so much. So I just received confirmation about an hour ago. So I'm going to give the details and then explain, more likely what's going to be about. So the City Council Speaker Adams' office is organizing what's called Put Humanity First for Migrant Asylum Seekers, and will be held on Monday, January 22nd, this coming Monday at 1 p.m. at the Metro Baptist Church located at 410 West 40th Street in Midtown. Again, it's going to be on January 22nd, this coming Monday at 1 p.m. in front of the Metro Baptist Church at 410 West 40th Street. This vigil press release is an opportunity that the focus will be on on the outrage and the negative results of the 60-day rule for migrants, and most importantly, the impact on children.
Right.
Children's education, where they're being forced into missing school days, changing schools in the middle of the winter. But also, this serves as a window of opportunity to call on the city administration to move forward with effective, budget neutral and cost saving solutions, such as improving the services for all New Yorkers, in expediting SNAP cash assistance, housing applications, refraining from budget cuts at nonprofit organizations and also at city agencies. So, New Yorkers who are in need have the services that they need. And also the implementation of the CityFAPS package that will expand eligibility that was already approved by the City Council,
Right.
and this will provide more space at shelter and give families in housing instability more security, both leaving shelter and also remaining in house, because there are thousands and thousands of pending eviction cases. That is very alarming. Just for instance, just last year, 12,000 the city marshals conducted 12,000 evictions.
That's a
12
lot.
th that's a lot. 12,000 evictions, and there are several thousand more pending. So we're looking forward for this vigil. As many possible, as many people as possible should come and support. It's on Monday at 1 p.m.
Is those 4 12,000 evictions because of like backlog from Corona or just from last year by itself without Corona? Or do
It's
you not know?
it we don't know, but there's definitely there's an impact on coronavirus and the rental assistance. There's definitely an impact. There's an impact on the ever increasing cost of rent, and that have families are struggling with lack of legal services. But there are also other issues. Oftentimes, landlords just want their apartment, or there are issues, with the building. But most definitely, most of the evictions are for clients not able to pay their rent.
Also, I want people to understand what the 60-day rule and who it affects and what it's about in generally.
So, because of lack of shelter space, shelter full capacity, the city administration enacted what's called a 60-day rule, with migrant families and individuals need to leave shelters after 60 days and reapply, basically get back online. And the problem with this is obviously with children is that they don't know, first of all, how many days they have to wait until they get back into, get a bed. But most importantly, their impact on school. They're already enrolled in school. Let's say they're enrolled in Queens, in Jamaica, Queens, or Jackson Heights, Queens. And suddenly they're new, they're now need to stay in the Bronx. So, transportation issues, missing school days, and so forth.
It's to me, it's kind of ridiculous that we would have that rule just because if we don't know, New York City is a safe haven for all people. So to have people coming in and all of a sudden there's a rule for 60 days and we never had this rule before. And I know we're over capacity. I know a lot of things are happening, but it doesn't seem right in a way to do something like that when we are, before this even happened, Ellis Island, it's part of our thing. That's, we've been doing this for years upon years. So to do that to anybody who's coming in, I think it's no matter if they have family or not, it's kind of unfair. Especially when you have a child who's going to school and doesn't know the language already, it's a barrier. They have come through a long way to even get to where they're going. And I think it's not right. Even when they have the people who are in there from just from New Yorkers and they're going to school and they have them missing school every time to go to PATH, it can be a lot on kids. And because of that, you wonder why your people kids are acting out. Not because they're bad kids, because they're going through stress and they need help. So to avoid stressors on kids, because they are our future at the end of the day, you might say whatever, but usually people stay here for years upon years and pay tax dollars, I might add. So I think it's better that we kind of not have a bigger mental health crisis with kids who are teenagers at the time. Right now, they're only kids, like little younger kids. People obviously are older, but I think we need to think about what can it do in 10, 15 years from now? What other problems are going to put up if we don't want to take care of our kids from now? And we might say, that's not our kids, but yes, there are kids because if you see from how New York City is, people stay here for a long period of times. So they're probably going to be here for the next 15 to 20 years. We got to think about what's going to happen now until then. So yes. So about the city FEPs, you said I want you to clarify what's going to be happening exactly with that and how the reason why we're having this episode, guys, too, is to for you to get the information, know what we want you to come for, and if you think if you have the time on Monday to come out to help advocate for the people. Everybody does not have a voice, and that's why we have hear our voices as a voice to the people. But it only can just be my voice and Juan's voice, the two voices, or just the people who have been on the podcast. It has to be a collective coming together. And it might seem like a lot of things to go for at one time, but we have a lot of issues happening at one time. So we need to go at one time to kind of get those things rectified for the people of New York City. So I want you to really understand that we need your help. I'm imploring you to come out on Monday to really speak your truth. And things like that. We're gonna try, hopefully, before we had a little conflict with timing to get things out faster to you. So when we do need your help for these rallies or things like this, that you can know about it ahead of time so you can take off work or things like that, and be able to also share on social media. Make the public aware of the problems that we are having so they can make a difference. And also, this is a voting year. This is a big voting year. I'm not telling you who to vote for. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you, watch what your people are doing around you. Watch what they're saying and also watch what they did before that they might be doing in the future. Because people tend to repeat what they do. If you see they wasn't doing nothing before, they're probably not going to do nothing now. So if you see that they were doing something before, maybe they'll do even better in the future. So think about those things. Don't listen to their words. Look at the actions they have done before. Because people tend to just keep the same path. So again, with Juan, about the city FEPs, what do people should know about that before they come out on Monday?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Kadisha. Yeah. So we the it the vigil is not just for migrants, asylum seekers, but
Of
is
course.
for New Yorkers in general. There's a
Right.
housing crisis. There's a shelter crisis. So therefore, advocates like you and other organizations and individuals have been advocating, not just now for years, for the expansion of City Fabs, which is a subsidy that helps, you know, families, you know, both leave shelter or staying in the community. People qualify for multiple reasons, but there are restrictions. You need to show, you know, shelter history, or you need to be, you need to have shelter history or be in a housing court eviction, or at least for the last 12 months.
Right.
However, with the new City Fabs bills that were passed by the City Council, and were vetoed by the mayor, but were, you know, voted again by the council, you know, to make it clear, they're so important because they will provide thousands and thousands of families the opportunity to remain housed,
right,
and also to move out of shelter quicker.
Right.
So there's also, before that, there was the elimination of the 90-day rule, which is part of the bills, but the administration already went ahead and remove that, which is something that we applaud.
Right.
But at the same time, City Fabs, it's for every New Yorker that is struggling for housing security, as long as they meet the income requirements, as long as they have a housing crisis and affordability. But it's not just the City Fabs, it's the implementation. It is important to have staffing at social services agencies, staffing at community-based organizations such as Homebase, so they can, these workers that are, you know, their work is so hard and oftentimes not well paid, you know, you need to be taken care of as well, so that they can provide the essential services that families need. So on Monday, advocates were going to be calling not just on the 60-day rule, but on the shelter, you know, right, the right to shelter overall that is in danger right now. More resources for social services agencies, staffing at human services agencies, expediting benefits approvals, and ultimately the City Fabs expansion. So we invite all, as many people to come, show support that it's important now, especially during the beginning of the year where their budget is being negotiated by the city administration and the city council.
Yes, guys. If you're a person who's been on City Fabs or any program like that, you know how hard it is to get things when you need it. I think they need to work on just more things than just even the qualifications for it. I think it's too much, especially when you're sheltered and trying to get out. I didn't even qualify for it. But I think we are on the right way and right direction of getting things changed for the people. As Juan said, it's for the New Yorkers. So if a person qualifies longer in that certain placement, they can get it. Work for your neighbor, work for yourself, because you never know in the future, you might be a paycheck away from yourself being homeless. Like he said also about people getting proper wages. We're not here to talk about the COLA, but people need to get paid properly and be able to go in those positions to be able to take care of their families. The money goes right back into the system anyway, technically, because we all live here. So we have to pay for food here, pay for rent here, pay for water, light, these things. So please come out, show up for the people, show up for your community, show up for the person who doesn't have a voice, like I said. And do you want to say anything else about the visual, Juan?
Oh, yes. In order to make noise, come prepared. If you have signs, bring them, right? Bring warm clothes. It's supposed to be cold. You know, always you're going to be prepared for these vigils. And, you know, come support. Bring a sign. Talk to neighbors. Talk to advocates. You know, we hope to see you there.
Thank you, guys. I hope that this can shed some light on the issues that we're having right now in New York City and what we need help with. And that if you have any ideas, we would love to hear it. And if you're a person who could use your voice to make a change, definitely do that. Whether it's social media, whether it's coming out, whatever you can do in your small way, because everything adds up to make a difference. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being amazing. Bye.
Bye-bye.